Today's topic is international technology contracting and negotiating abroad and ethical considerations. And I think this is a fascinating topic because even not that long ago, this would have been considered a pretty niche practice. But in view of today's modern supply chains and modern distribution chains, this comes up in everyday practice for a lot of us. So this should be interesting. And today we have three panelists, each from a multinational corporation, and each of them has a substantial practice that involves international contracting and negotiations. So I'd like to ask them to introduce themselves, and maybe we can start at the far end with Kim. Can you just say a few words?
Sure. Hi, I'm Kim Vo. I'm an attorney for AMD. I've previously also worked at Motorola/Freescale. I do have an IP background, but I support currently our CTO and have also supported all our business units at one point.
Hi, good morning. My name is Brett DeMarco. I'm the Executive Vice President, General Counsel for one of the world's largest laser manufacturers, which is a good way of eliminating any conversation at a cocktail party when you say that you're in lasers. I was previously a partner at Wilson Sonsini for the last 13 years as General Counsel. I've probably logged close to a couple 100,000 miles a year doing these types of deals.
Hi, I'm Mike Okada. I'm the Vice President of IP Transactions at Dolby Laboratories. Most of the transactions we do are, in fact, international transactions with our consumer electronics and semiconductor partners. Before that, I was also at Wilson Sonsini, and I also spent a three-year stint in the early 90s working at a Japanese law firm in Tokyo.
Thanks, everyone. For those of you who do not practice international law or international transactions, you'll still find this topic to be interesting because many of the principles that we're going to discuss today do translate to domestic practice as well.